pile of photos from Olympics past, up to Britain's bid and the new site construction.
There may be trouble ahead.
Characters in London. A man riding a bike. Men and women talking on their phones, outside and in the office.
Let's face the music and dance.
The new Olympic Stadium. BBC. 2012. Olympics Deliverance Commission. London.
Right, okay, shall we...
Okay, guys, let's do this.
Yes, thanks, Siobhan. Good. Can I just remind everyone, phone set to off, please? Okay. Now, before we get started, I just...
Yep, hi, Fran. Sure, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. As usual, It's Monday morning for London 2012 Head of Deliverance Ian Fletcher and his team.
Yeah. Yeah. Not going to happen. Sure. But we don't want Richard Branson in any kind of lycra. Nobody wants to see that.
For this morning's Deliverance steering meeting, Ian is joined by Head of Contracts Nick Jowett and Head of Sustainability Kay Hope, as well as by Head of Brand Siobhan Sharp from PR company Perfect Curve.
Okay. Cool. Sure. Fran, I got to go. Okay, bye.
Right. Okay, before we get started, I had a call from upstairs this morning.
All right, here we go.
Seb has come up with the idea that it would be good if as many of us as wanted to entered the London Marathon in April.
Great.
Under the 2012 banner.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's his best ever, that
is.
Terrific idea.
When you say enter it, you mean what, run it?
I think he's already talked to you about this, Siobhan, from a brand point of view.
It's 26 miles,
sure,
isn't it?
I'm doing it.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I'm so in, guys. My ass is totally in gear.
I mean, how far is that?
No compulsion, obviously, but as I say, Seb is keen on it. So, you know, have a think.
I have done.
Okay, so moving on.
Sure, thanks, Ian. So, guys.
Still me, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I think we've all had the CVs. We'll look at those in a moment. But first, I do want to talk a bit about the interview process itself and how we want that to work.
The main item on this week's agenda is the appointment of a new curator of the Cultural Olympiad following the departure of the previous incumbent after what were described at the time as uncreative differences of vision.
Look, don't get me wrong. I've got nothing against the Cultural Olympiad. I like guys on stilts as much as the next man, but why us?
Well, yes.
Haven't we got enough to do?
Yes, exactly.
No, I think the feeling is that after the complications over the last appointment...
Sure. I think after last time, Seb and Boris and Tessa were like, whoa, we're totally hands-off on this guy.
So something I do want us all to think about at this stage are the kind of open questions that will allow us to discriminate between these three candidates and will also enable them to give us full account of themselves as possible. So, I mean, you know, just as an example, one of the key questions here is what actually is the Cultural Olympiad?
Okay.
That's a really good open question.
That's cool.
Great question.
All right.
Yeah. Nope. I'm totally good with that.
It'll end up with guys on stilts, you mark my words.
Meanwhile, Nick has been thinking carefully about whether or not to enter the London Marathon.
Let's face it, it's a stupid idea. I'll say it if no one else will.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, OK, fine if you're an Ethiopian or, I don't know, a Nigerian or what have you. Those guys are elite athletes, fine, I've nothing against that.
Right.
Yeah, but the sight of 30,000 white guys staggering around behind them for the next 3 hours, dressed as lions or whatever, soiling themselves and having heart attacks, that's not a sport, is it?
Outside the Deliverance headquarters.
It's the day of the Cultural Olympiad interviews themselves. But as Siobhan Sharp arrives from our office across town, it's clear that her marathon training programme hasn't started well.
Yeah, I just tore a muscle, that's all. It's cool.
So is it serious?
Well, Johan's like, you've got to rest it for 6 weeks. I'm like, nah, that's not going to happen.
So
Johan's my coach.
You've got a coach?
Yeah, sure I do. You entered the London Marathon, you don't want to look like an amateur, right? He's like, there's nothing you can do. These things get better in their own time. I'm like, oh, really? You're a coach. So what's your job?
You don't respect his judgment.
Well, I hire the guy. I'm paying him. You don't pay good money to hire a coach to have him tell you what to do, right?
Meanwhile, the first of the three candidates has arrived early.
Can you get that to me by the end of business today?
Yeah, no, that'd be great. Yeah, thanks. Can I get a receipt, please? That's great. Thanks very much. Yeah, no, that would be good. Look, I've got to go. Bye.
Anna Mitchell has come fully prepared, not just for the interview itself, but also for the possibility of her being successful in it.
So, Anna, come on in.
Thank you.
So let me just do the introductions. This is Siobhan Sharp from Perfect Curve.
Sure, yes. Hi, Siobhan.
Siobhan's head of...
Already in the building twice a month in an advisory capacity on the Paralympic Closing Ceremony Planning Group, Anna has her experience as creative coordinator for Belfast Year's European City of Dance to draw on, as well as a three-week stint last year as acting head of forward planning at the Royal Opera House.
First of all, welcome to the ODC, Anna. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you how important this role is
for London 2012.
No.
The Cultural Olympiad is absolutely at the heart of what we're all about here in terms of our core vision.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's also a term that can mean different things to many different people, depending on your... So I wonder if that might be a good place to start by asking you to...
No, absolutely. I mean, for me personally, if the Cultural Olympiad is about anything, and I have to say at the outset, I believe it is.
Sure, absolutely.
Yes. What we're actually talking about here is underwriting in young people a real commonality of creative purpose through a shared awareness of diversity.
Right. Would you like to say a bit more about that?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, because I've got to say, love, I'm struggling already.
No, sure. I have to say this is something I was very keen to drive forward in Cardiff, of course.
Yes.
We talked a lot about cultural inreach as well as cultural outreach.
Right.
Now,
did you?
Whether that's through street theatre, public art, standalone eventaging or circus skills, obviously, whatever.
Guys on stilts.
No, absolutely.
Meanwhile, outside, the next candidate is already arriving. As distant niece of ex-Pakistan cricket captain and politician Imran Khan, Roshanara Khan is no stranger to success in life.
Could it be extra hot?
Rumoured to have enjoyed a brief spell whilst at Oxford as younger sister to one of Boris Johnson's girlfriends, she rose to prominence in 2004 when she sold her internet fitness and lifestyle site, Ripped.com, for £7 million.
So you're not nervous?
Or... No, I don't really get nervous. My mother always said to me, success comes in cans, not can'ts.
Right.
It's like a pun, I guess.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But also, I have to say to you, it's about creating public spaces where cross-cultural resonances can self-generate spontaneously.
Yes, good.
And it's when that starts to happen that things start to get really exciting.
Meanwhile, Anna Mitchell's interview is almost at an end.
I have to say, in Cardiff,
great.
We used a series of giant inflatable babies.
Great, well, that's great, Anna, unless there are any more...
No, I don't think so. But guess not.
You're joking.
OK, guys, I think we're done here.
It's not for me to say how it went, but basically I enjoyed the whole experience.
With the interview over, Anna has emerged having basically enjoyed the whole experience.
What I liked about it was, you know, I had a lot of things I needed to say, and basically they sat there and they just listened. So, you know, it was a genuine conversation.
So, Roshanara, come on in.
Thanks.
Let me just do the introductions.
Great.
This is Siobhan Sharp, who's from Perfect Curve.
Meanwhile, for Ian and his panel, the next interview has already started.
So I wonder if a good place to start might be to talk about the fundamental question, really. What is the Cultural Olympiad?
Yes, exactly.
You know, in a sense, to ask, what is it that we're celebrating here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yes, and beyond that, maybe to ask, what is it that constitutes British culture today anyway?
Yeah, 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 completely.
No, we're asking you, love. We're asking you what you think.
As the interview continues, it's becoming clear that for Roshanara Khan, the Cultural Olympiad is much more about questions than it is about answering those questions.
So what we have is a big cultural space, OK? So we take that idea and we make it real.
Right. What you mean?
What do you mean? So we take our big cultural space, literally like a huge tent.
Oh, cool.
And it goes round the country, OK, from, like, city to city.
Yeah, that's cool.
And this tent of yours, it's empty, is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we see what people want to put in it.
Right.
OK.
Like what, for instance?
Well, it could be anything. We literally see what people bring to the tent.
So you could just go along, put on a play or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you install webcams any time of the night or day. If you want to know who we are culturally, you log on, you find out.
You might want to plant a tree.
The tree.
For sustainable future.
OK, why not? Anything at all.
Right, well, that's...
Guys on stilts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not about that, is it? No, don't try and make this about your parents, because it's not about them.
For Ian, meanwhile, lunchtime means a chance to catch up on other issues.
No, it doesn't matter whether I want to see them or not. That's not the... OK, then. No, I don't. I don't particularly want to see them, since you asked, and I don't especially want to see The Lion King, as it happens. But that's not the... Because guess what, Laura? I've got quite a lot on at the moment. Because I'm organising the fucking Olympic Games.
Ian's got very broad shoulders. You never see them, he's not that kind of man, but they're there all right, and there's a lot of weight on them.
And does he ever talk to you about, you know, things like his...
He doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to?
No, we're a team, and a lot of the time I know exactly what he's thinking and feeling.
And do you think he knows that?
He doesn't need to.
Oh, no, right. No, of course.
Another taxi arrives.
It's the afternoon, and the third and final of the three candidates for the post of curator of the Cultural Olympiad has already arrived. Fidel Wilson was originally from Coventry, but then trained as a successful choreographer, achieving notoriety for a series of trademark spontaneous naked flash mob events in cities around the world.
So, Fidel, come on in. Just let me do the introductions. This is Kay Hope,
Hi.
Head of Sustainability.
Hi.
Nick Jowett, Head of Contracts.
Sharp.
Who is from Perfect Adele. Curve.
More recently, he hit the headlines when violence broke out following a performance of his all-male stage version of Little Women in Venice.
So I'd like to start off by asking you a bit about your sense of what the Cultural Olympiad is about.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it could be about.
Cool.
Or should be about.
Sure. No, question.
Right.
Sport, art. What have we got in common?
Right. Okay.
Well, I'd say that's easy. Nothing.
The body. The body's where sport and culture meet, yeah?
Okay, that's cool.
So now we've got this opportunity, yeah, to find national groove. Okay. For me, this Cultural Olympiad from the very start has always been about, you know,
It's already clear that for Fidel Wilson, the Cultural Olympiad is a physical experience, yeah, physical as opposed to an idea.
I mean, bear with me here, right? Young. Old, black, white, rich, poor, whatever, stand together and say, today, we're going to get up and we're going to dance in the street, okay? Tomorrow, right, we're going to jump for joy. Day after that...
He does a funky jog on the spot.
Run for our lives.
Right, well...
Because, I mean, it's time, man, you know what I mean? I mean, we're here, and we're now, right? And we're alive.
Fidel returns to his seat, leaving the panel staring at him in confused silence.
That's it.
Right, well...
Yay.
I was wondering if you could say a bit more.
No, that's what I've got. Take it or leave it.
Right.
Hi. So, day 12. Just done 10K with my friend Alice. Think she was struggling a bit towards the end. But I feel great. Never thought I could do this, but it turns out I can.
Meanwhile, Head of Sustainability Kay Hope has started her own training program for the marathon and is posting a daily video blog of her progress as a single mother on the Olympic Deliverance website.
I realise what a great place I'm at in my life now. Just me and Kieran. Just really happy things turned out the way they have. Can do what I want, can go running, whatever. Just really happy, basically.
It's really interesting, actually, because it feels very private, just me talking about how I feel. But I suppose there are people out there who watch it. There must be.
And how does that make you feel?
I mean, I don't know if Simon is watching it. I don't care. That's up to him.
Right.
He probably isn't anyway. I don't think about it either way.
No.
Whether he is or isn't.
Yes. No. Good.
There's no point in rushing into training, not in physical terms. That way a lot of injuries happen, right?
Head of Infrastructure Graham Hitchens has approached his preparations for the marathon in a more scientific fashion.
So what I've done, yeah, is I've got my gait analysed.
Your gait?
Yeah, there's this South African guy in Kentish Town. Actually, he might be from New Zealand, but whatever, that's up to him.
So what was the result of the analysis?
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting, actually. So he looked at my feet, and what he does is he told me to go outside and run 50 yards up the pavement.
Right.
But when I got back, he'd gone. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah. Well, that's not a good sign, is it?
No.
But being positive, Nick actually told me that he would pay a lot of money not to see me run.
Right.
So I'm thinking, overall, basically, a result.
Yeah.
The Olympic Stadium. Then the deliverance office in the distance.
Meanwhile, after last week's interviews for the Cultural Olympiad, Ian has called the interviewing panel back together to begin the post-mortem.
She talked a lot about that, didn't she?
That was some big deal.
She talked a lot about everything.
Well, before we move towards any kind of decision, it might be worth refocusing briefly around... Thank you, Sally. On our selection criteria. No, thank you. On our selection criteria.
The hope is to reach a decision as clearly as possible and to make an early announcement to the press.
So we're looking for exclusively merit and eligibility.
OK. I'm good with that.
This is not about gut feeling.
No way.
And there's not in any sense a beauty contest.
No.
Absolutely not.
Well, if it were that second, that's a win hands down, and she was useless.
Gradually, the panel seems to be moving towards some kind of decision.
Right, so, Roshan Arakan.
Obviously, I'd like to support her because she's a woman.
Yes.
But I'm sorry, you've got to be suspicious about a woman who arrives at a job interview looking like a supermodel. She's obviously completely misunderstood what it's about.
Well,
believe me, that is not in the job description.
Well, the actual...
The job of being a woman.
Oh, right, yes, ma'am.
If only it were that easy.
Oh, listen, she's a nice enough lass. You know, she's had things easy in life. Fine, OK, I've no problem with that. But I'm sorry, love. For a job like this, you've got to have more up your sleeve than an empty tent.
Yeah.
Right, so...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, OK. Fidel Wilson.
He was great.
He was different, I'll give him that.
He was way cool.
I think the question with him would be his experience.
Yes.
Whether he can manage a team of people and administer a £73 million budget efficiently to deliver his vision practically on the ground. Right.
No, you're just being daft.
At last, there's a growing realisation that by a process of elimination, the panel has managed to eliminate all the other candidates except Anna Mitchell.
I think we made the right decision. We went with the experienced candidate in the end.
Even though it's the end of another long day, Ian has decided to go for a run instead of going straight home to face the traffic.
Like I said at the meeting, it's not a requirement of the job that you have to like the person. It isn't like a marriage where if you don't actually like the person you're married to, eventually it's all going to go, you know,
yeah.
It's just pointless and painful for everybody.
Mm. Yeah, so, but in a job like yours, is it difficult to keep your personal life?
You know what, I'm actually going to go to the toilet now.
Oh, OK. Right.
Ian fires a cautious glance across the room before locking himself into a cubicle.
Hi, how are you? Good, I'm good.
As head of deliverance, Ian has got a big enough job to do.
Right.
But now he's got a call from Sebastian Coe, okay. And that means putting everything else on hold.
Well, the feeling in the room was that she was the most experienced candidate. Right? Okay. Right. When you say it would be good if...
Right. There's concern upstairs that in reaching an autonomous conclusion,
absolutely,
the interviewing panel should be mindful of the ethnic balance across executive appointments within the Olympic Deliverance Commission.
No, absolutely.
Suddenly, a decision which seemed clear-cut a few hours ago is beginning to look increasingly as if it wasn't.
Well, look, leave that with me and I'll run it through the computer and see who sneezes. And I'll get back to you as soon as... No, absolutely, understood. Yeah, okay, talk soon.
Bye.
The camera focuses on the cubicle door.
I mean, it's up to you, obviously, but you might want to go now.
Right, OK. Right. OK,
No, I mean, there are a number of issues, but the key thing is we sit on the Anna Mitchell press release.
I know, I'm just telling you what he said.
Yeah, Siobhan, there's no point in shouting, you're on a phone.
It's important now that Ian moves swiftly and decisively.
I'll phone you back. Bye. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Okay, right, I've had a call from upstairs. I don't suppose it's possible to put a 9 o'clock in for tomorrow morning
sure.
Now. I mean, it's probably too late.
I've done it.
What,
I emailed Nick, Kay and Siobhan and left messages on their mobiles.
Great. Oh, Sally, that's great. Actually, you know what, it's going to be better if it's 8:30.
I said 8:30.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was probably more.
Brilliant. Excuse the shorts, by the way.
No problem.
Thank God you were still here.
Yeah, I thought I'd just catch up on a few things, you know, and then go straight to the gym from here.
The gym?
Yeah, I brought my things in this morning.
Right.
So, you know, it saves time, really, go straight there.
Maybe you should enter the marathon as well.
Me? No way. No, I could never do that.
What? Why not?
No, I'm not fit enough.
What are you talking about? Of course you are.
No, I mean, I do my 10K on the running machine.
10K?
But, yes.
That's miles.
Well, that's different, really.
That'd be good to have someone to train with. Siobhan, I said I'd phone you back. What you've got to understand is this is coming from upstairs. Yeah, no, still the same flagpole, they've just changed the, you know, the flag on it.
I've got a bit of nipple rash just starting, but I'm thinking of it as a badge of honour.
For Kay Hope, it's been another day, another blog.
I went out again this evening with my friend Alice, just a 5K, which is great, actually. But women are amazing. They just are. I know it sounds funny, but it's no wonder men can't hack it. And it looks as if we've also appointed a woman to run the Cultural Olympiad today as well. So, yes, today I've been thinking, go Anna Mitchell, go women, go us.
Ian's on his bike.
I don't know. No, still don't know.
Meanwhile, it's another day, and Ian Fletcher is already under pressure.
Now, I have no idea what time I'm going to be back, do I?
Well, how can I say that? No, the thing is... No, the thing is, what you don't... Ow, fuck!
I thought they were supposed to be hands-off.
I know, I agree, of course, but
hands-off is like being in Maui's China.
By 8:30, it's already Groundhog Day in the meeting room.
Guys. No, absolutely fine if you're Chinese, but I'm sorry, I'm from Yorkshire.
OK, here's the thing. We are where we are with this, and that's never a good place to be.
Right,
I've got journalists coming out of my ears here. Right, we need to make a decision, and we need to get it out there.
After yesterday's response from above to their original choice of Anna Mitchell, Ian has called the interviewing panel back together to discuss the respective merits of the other two candidates.
I mean, let's look at this. All right, let's do this in stages. First of all, are we saying that we're still in agreement that we don't want to offer the post to Roshanara Khan?
No.
I'm sorry. OK, well, let's take Roshanara out of the equation for a moment. The next question is... Actually, there aren't any more questions.
Good job, guys.
There are not.
OK, so, Siobhan, will you get a press release about Fidel Wilson ready?
I'm on it, it's done.
I still think this whole process is ridiculous.
Well, to be positive for a moment, I guess one good thing is that at least we didn't go public with the Anna Mitchell decision.
Jesus, no.
No, that is good.
We should congratulate ourselves on that.
Yes.
Because that really would have been...
You're looking at a total shitstorm.
Yeah, so that's all good?
Yes.
Obviously, in many ways, we'd have preferred to have gone with our original choice, but sometimes when someone invites you to re-examine a decision you've made, I mean, you complain about it at the time, of course, but sometimes you end up arriving at a better decision.
And you think you've made a better decision in this case?
Well, I think we've made a different decision.
Yes.
And in a boring world, different is good.
Right.
Now, Siobhan, you're shouting again.
Hello, Ian Fletcher's office.
But by lunchtime, things are more different than Ian thought they were going to be.
I know, I've had nothing but journalists calling me for the last hour.
A journalist from a national newspaper has contacted Anna Mitchell and asked for her reaction to her appointment as curator of the Cultural Olympiad.
So now the blogosphere and Twitter world is going completely apeshit.
Right, so what happens now?
Well, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Apparently she's actually in the building this afternoon.
Oh, right.
Can you believe it?
No. Well, yes.
She's here for some Paralympics closing ceremony, you know, whatever thing.
Yeah. Right, so...
No,
I haven't
finished yet.
OK, sorry.
And in the meantime, we can't announce the Fidel Wilson appointment because he hasn't turned his phone on, so he hasn't formally said yes.
Right, so how do you...
Plus, also, I'm getting the most unbelievable wind from all this running I'm doing.
Oh, dear. Right, so, I mean, how do... Actually, have you finished now?
Yeah.
OK,
yeah.
Good. So, I mean, how do you actually manage to keep, you know, calm and focus when you're under so much pressure?
Well, it's not easy. You can practically run a car off it. It's incredible.
A lift opens, and Anna's inside.
Hi there.
Hello, Ian.
Meanwhile, the problem of exactly what to say to Anna Mitchell has arrived sooner than Ian was ready for it.
So, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Yes, I'm pretty good.
Great. Great.
Ian stares ahead. She looks away awkwardly. Then they share several seconds of difficult silence.
Right, well, this is where I get off. Are you...?
No, I'm actually on the way up.
Right, are you?
I think so, yes.
Good, right. Actually, maybe you'd just like to pop into my office after your meeting?
Sure, yes.
On your way down?
Yes.
Right. Good.
She sighs confidently.
What I've done is I've phoned the web team and asked them to remove it from the site completely.
Meanwhile, Kay has been quietly busy with her own issues.
I want it taken off.
She's decided to discontinue her video blog and pull out of the marathon altogether.
What I realised was I was only really running so I could blog about it. I mean, that's the thing with blogging, isn't it? I mean, in the end, when you actually think about it, what's so great about having infected toenails? You know, I've got other things in my life.
Meanwhile, Anna Mitchell has finished her meeting upstairs and is waiting for her appointment with both Ian and Fate.
Obviously, I can't really tell you anything yet.
No, well, never mind.
You don't want to tempt Fate.
No, we'll take anything for granted.
Exactly.
Anna, hi.
Hi.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem, Ian. No problem.
Come on through. Please, have a seat.
If Ian's task now is to be the caring doctor explaining to a hitherto relieved patient that unfortunately they got the test results mixed up, Anna's task is to grasp that in fact she's going to die after all.
Anna strides out of the office briskly, then Ian closes the door to his room. To Sally.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Still nothing back from Fidel Wilson?
Not so far, no.
Tight hamstrings. What's the point of having a mobile phone if you don't turn it on?
With the potential crisis dealt with, all that's left now is for the final details to be settled.
We haven't got a home number for him.
Oh.
I get the feeling he has quite an interesting home life.
Really? Lucky guy.
Would you like another Wendy's?
No thanks, Sally. I can't face any more than... I was actually thinking of trying to fit in another run before I go, now that the decks are pretty much level again.
Oh, right.
You know, before I go home.
Right.
I don't know whether you brought in...
Yeah.
...brought your kit in today.
Yeah, I think I did.
Right. Well, maybe...
Hello, Ian Fletcher's office? Oh, yes. One second, I'll just see if he's available. It's the DCMS.
Oh, right. What do they want?
Hello, I'm just putting you through. Thank you.
Hello, what can I do for you? Yeah.
But Ian Fletcher's is a world where the moment you think you're going to go for a run with your PA instead of going to see a lengthy musical featuring giant puppets with your wife's parents, the Department of Culture, Media and Sport phones up to say that although it's vital that the interviewing panel should reach its decision independently, in changing its mind about who to choose, it would seem perverse in today's day and age if the person eventually appointed to run the Cultural Olympiad was not, in some way or other, a woman.
He puts down the phone.
Sally, do yes. We have a number for Roshanara Khan?
Yes, I've got it.
All right. Oops. No, it's all good.
Yes.
I mean, it removes a whole layer of uncertainty about the process at a stroke. I mean, obviously, in an ideal...
Actually, are you allowed to smoke in here?
Obviously, in an ideal world, we'd have gone with our second choice.
Yes, yes.
But in these sorts of situations, the thing is to look for the positive.
Yes, right. So where is that?
Well, for one thing, I decided to think I'd lost any appetite for cigarettes completely. Turns out it's as strong as ever.
Oh, right.
So, no, that's all good.
Ian enters the office wearing running gear.
Right, let's get out there. I've had enough of this office for today.
It's,
What?
It's Fidel Wilson.
Oh, great.
He left a message whilst I was changing.
Right, so what is it,
I say, man, shit, I left my phone at, like, a friend's house last night. I mean, shit, man, this is, like, I can't believe it, you know? Okay, so yeah, man, I'm pumped here, okay? I'm just point me out here. I'm ready to go on this, okay? So thank you, guys. This is gonna be awesome!
Yeah!
Okay, so call me, okay? Thank you.
Woo! Come on! Woo!
Right. Hello, is that Fidel? This is Ian Fletcher from the ODC. Yes, how are you? Good. Well, on that subject...
For the second time today, Ian is faced with the delicate task of helping someone who thought they were happy to understand that actually they really aren't.
No, I understand. And I think, I am hoping, I very much hope that we can find an amicable...
He puts down the phone.
Okay, good. So that's all good.
I picked these up earlier.
Oh, right.
If you want one.
Yeah.
I thought it'd been a long day, so I just...
Oh, thanks, that's great.
Sorry,
thanks.
No problem. I don't know if you've got time for a run now, or if you need to...
Do you know what I'd really like to do? I'd like to go to a pub, and I'd like to have a cold beer.
Right.
And then possibly another one.
Right, you mean after you've been running on your way home, or...
Do you fancy going for a drink, Sally?
Yeah, okay.
Good.
He puts the bottle of blue sports drink Sally gave him on her desk, then goes into his office, and she puts them into her rucksack. Roshanara Khan turned down the post of curator of the Cultural Olympiad. Anna Mitchell was appointed in May. She resigned 2 months later, citing creative differences. This post has been rationalised following a financial review within the ODC.
There may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance.
While everyone else sees a normal pooch, Elijah Wood sees a 6-foot beer-drinking Australian in a dog suit with a painted nose. Wilfred, new comedy on BBC Three.